is called the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron, Sanilac, and North Tuscola counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, and a large selection of binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center also sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Game of the Week. Vassar on the road at the USA Patriots in week number 7 of the regular season. Tonight's winner goes home with at least a share of the Greater Thumb West title. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight from the friendly confines of USA. It's now our segment we'd like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today via text from the Herland Daily Tribune, it's the chronicler of the cleats, Paul P. Adams, and of course our in-game analyst for WLEW Sports, Dave Hansen. Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll deem a Media Roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner? Yes, sir. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game on the WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously accept the victory for the week, which has happened 3 times this season. And since Dave Hansen finally was able to win, only taking 6 tries in the season, beating out Paul Adams via point differential, the standings sit at Dave Hansen 1, Paul Adams 1, Clark Ramsey 3. Dave Hansen, the tee is yours.
Well, it's good to be back on top here with the leaderboard, being on the tee first anyway. So I do got a little ground to catch up, so I'm hoping to keep fire here. But I think we're going to see an outstanding ball game. We see a very young, new coach, a very hot USA Patriot team that plays very well on defense. They play very well on offense versus a team that we haven't seen maybe in a long time, Clark, up front personal here, the Vassar Vulcans, who are on fire. They pass the ball very well. They can run it just as well. Defensively, I have my questions, but they have been good enough in most of their games. I have been very impressed with Vassar this year. They've gotten over that 5-4 slump. We'll get into that later. I actually have Vassar winning this game 35-28, a 7-point victory over the home team.
So Dave Hansen picks Vassar with a differential of 7 points, 35-28. And Paul Adams via text here, he says he's taking USA 38-32. The Patriots use their power run game to control the pace. USA should take advantage of a rejuvenated fan base as well. So he's taking the home field advantage as well.
I'll tell him this. If they do control the pace and control the clock, USA, that is the one way they can win this game. But there's no way 38-28. They're controlling the pace of the game.
So Dave Hansen has Vassar at 35-28. Paul Adams at USA 38-32. So I guess the only chance I win is if there's a tie.
Which is very possible.
1958 was our last tie. I think we've had in the region. Why not?
It's due. It's that time.
Sure. Now let's take a look at other area games tonight throughout the region. We had 2 games last night in the MM8MFC, which is the Mid-Michigan 8-Man Football Conference, for those keeping score at home. And Hale fell short to Owen Gage. Owen Gage rolled, I should say, 52-6 in Hale, Michigan. As far as Caseville, they have won three straight games now, defeating Michigan School for the Deaf in Flint last night, 42-20. This is their best record since 1985.
Oh, good for them. It's a feel-good story, a heartwarming story. They've won three in a row. They're playing very good football. It's really good to see for the Caseville Eagles.
And some games going on tonight. North Huron has their hands full as they travel down to I-69 and 127 as Morris is hosting the North Huron Warriors. Morris just took out Deckerville last week.
Yeah, this is a tall task for the North Huron Warriors, but Morris wins this game at home. They're a very good team and a team that's going to make a deep run at the playoffs.
CPS at Dryden. Oh, boy.
Well, speaking of, well, the opposite of playoffs, you're going to see CPS and Dryden here. One win between the two teams, just one, and I think Dryden is going to get win number two. I'll take the home team.
Burton Madison at Deckerville.
Deckerville is a very good ball team. They're going to win this game. Deckerville is on a roll. Other than that one loss, they have played very well this year.
And Kingston at Peck tomorrow. It's Peck's homecoming.
And they always have homecoming on Saturday, and rightfully so. They probably get a win tomorrow afternoon in Peck.
On to 11-player football in the east of the Greater Thumb Conference. Sandusky at Brown City.
Sandusky 6-0. They're rolling. They're the team to beat in the east. Brown City just lost to Harbor Beach last week. I'll take Sandusky.
Harbor Beach at Ubley. Classic rivalry in the east.
Very classic rivalry. That game is in Ubley. Harbor Beach, two wins in a row. Unfortunately, they don't have enough firepower, enough experience. Ubley wins this game at home.
Memphis at Marlette.
Memphis has struggled this year. So has Marlette, rightfully so. Marlette kind of teased us at the beginning of the season, got off to a good start. But Marlette gets back to their winning ways, gets win number four this year.
And to the west of the Greater Thumb Conference, Cass City travels to Reese.
Well, I tell you what, Cass City has been a shocker to me. I thought they would compete a little bit better in the GTW. They now have two losses. Reese has gradually gotten better. They're still not good enough to beat Cass City. Cass City wins this game.
Lakers at Bad Axe.
Speaking of classic rivalries,
a very good one
there. Tommy Morneau against Brendan Wisner, a really quality matchup to see a battle of quarterback. Tommy Morneau has no help. Brendan Wisner has Hunter Seeley. He has Valentine. That's enough. Lakers wins the game.
And, of course, Vassar at USA. I guess we can call this rivalry week with Harbor Beach and Ubley and Lakers and Bad Axe for squaring off.
Certainly could. Some really good games to watch for this night, tonight, anyways.
Well, we are 23 minutes away from kicking off in USA on week number 7 of the regular season of the MHSA football season. This great state of Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Thumb Area Farmers and Truckers, Countryside Sales and Services Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers. DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line.